George, do your thing. Enjoy the coffee, make the coffee, take your time. Don't burn the coffee, HI. So, David, let's give it a try. Turn up your mic gain, turn up the old processor. I don't think you have a directional antenna, but if you do, pointed, let's see, west-northwest, about, I would say, 285 true would be a good bearing from your location if you have a directional beam. If not, we'll endeavor to persevere with what we have. David, but before I give you the microphone, let me reiterate in case you didn't copy. I heard yesterday, as they were trying to tie some words and phrases and supposed threats to your tale. I have it tape recorded, of course, and I have a note in my log, which is an official document, more official than they know, of course, and I will be prepared, of course, after you pay me the first-class air travel and put me up at one of the better hotels in Washington to depose and be your witness. Oh, and one more thing. I will need some entertainment in the evening, a good dinner with a good bottle of California Cabernet, and for dessert, I would expect you to lay on at least one dancing girl, preferably with big shoulders, as in Hooters. I think Hooters, you can say Hooters on air, can't you, David? Because it's a commercial venture, and anything that's a commercial venture in the excited states of America is okay. Mammon being the god, of course. So, first-class air ticket, David, a good hotel, a good meal, a good bottle of Cabernet, and for dessert, a dancing girl with big hooters. How copy, David? Over.
How about an incredibilist, stupidest, Carl, that's your fantasy, but I want to talk about this Jerry in Bristol, this N1GJT, he's incredibilist, stupidest, in my estimation, Carl. And, hey, I'll tell you something, that a lot of people cater to that. I made a fortune, I made a lot of money, paid my taxes, catering to that type of thing, where they just wanted to be pampered to. Carl, you know, there was certain stuff that went on, and we didn't say too much, and we just kept our mouth shut type of thing. But I am beefing up my security. I'm really concerned here. I've got some email threats.
Mike 19.
A turdball there in Kalamazoo. That guy's terrible. And this other guy, I'm going to call him the Bristol Boob. That's Jerry N1GJT. What do you think? Let's refer to, whenever you refer to him, Jerry over there in Stafford Avenue in Bristol, Connecticut, call him the Bristol Boob because he is. He's a Harley-Davidson motorcycle buffoon. He's a big, hairy gorilla. I don't know. His wife's going to sell that motorcycle in order to pay the taxes. That's what I understand. Because the Northeast is so expensive, Carl.
A Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor. This is Radio Canada. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot, Mike returning. Very good, David. Very good. I had to laugh to myself about the hairy gorillas and the Harley-Davidson motorcycles and the high taxes in the Northeast and having to sell, the wife selling the Harley-Davidson to pay the taxes. Very good. Jerry Mell, that wacko N1GJT, is talking all over you. And there were a few others making discordant comments. So I didn't copy everything, but I copied most, or at least a part. And that's fine. That's fine, David. David, let me tell you what else I heard. And Saul, of course. So let me just tell you what I heard. It was Kilo Zulu 8 Oscar, Mad Reiki, the Kalamazoo Cuckoo, the infamous November Delta 8 vomit, a 400-pound pile of excrement from Kalamazoo, conspiring with a feeble-minded Ron, Kilo India 4, Lima Uniform Bravo, to try to suggest that you threaten them with going to Uncle Guido or something. Hey, I have an Uncle Guido. And like somebody said on my post about the life of Riley on EM way back 3+ years ago, somebody made a very, very interesting observation. And they said, have you noticed nobody QRMs any Italian nets or Italian speakers? That's the reference to Uncle Guido, David. But they were trying mightily to change the words and try to tie them to your tale. And of course, they were inventing them from whole cloth. And one was playing patty cake with the other, saying, "Yeah, yeah, he said this. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard it. And yes, and that. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, I heard that. And he said that. And he said, they're a bunch of friggin' old women. These old women have certain orifices which I find, you know, historically at least, of interest. These people, all they have is orifices full of excrement, and which permeates their entire bodies, by which, of course, I'm referring to that 400-plus-pound pile of excrement called Mad Mikey. But I do digress, David. Anyhow, so there was Kilo Zulu 8 Oscar, conspiring with Kilo India 4 Lima Uniform Bravo, trying to pin the donkey's tail on you, but not doing it very successfully because it was so transparent, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. It was so transparent also to others, by the way, who were listening and who sent me emails to that effect. Anyhow, then they were joined by Miami Boob, W4ASX, who of course got onto his bipolar high horse. Didn't know whether he was going headwise or asswise, of course. And he was giving you these sonorous warnings that he's taping and sending this to Riley at the bathhouse in Gettysburg, of course. And then I think I got the order correct. The tape doesn't lie, though, so I will defer to that. They were joined by K3 Vomit Radio, of course, stirring the pot in the background all throughout, but appearing on the scene only when things were well established and the reek of shit was in the air. Oh, by the way, those Americans who have just taken umbrage at my saying the word shit, perfectly acceptable in Canada when the shoe fits, and otherwise. Anyhow, David, unlike you pilgrim bigots, David, so that was a sequence of events, and the reference to that, and especially to W4ASX, even found its way to Queer Z, David, found its way to Queer Z, and some American observers. So I'm glad you are there today, because I almost sent you an email, but I said no. This isn't worth the effort it takes me to type out an email. I am a two-finger typist. Many people would know it, judging by my life of Riley. But I am a two-finger typist, and it takes me quite a bit of effort to type out an email. And I'm glad we have a chance to talk so I can tell you what I heard. I can tell you what others heard, and I can tell you what others not only heard, but commented upon in writing, publicly and privately, David, so you don't have to lose any sleep cool one, by the way. I have repeatedly heard them mimic the killing of your cat, Spunker, with malice aforethought. And as you well know, some of these misfits currently QRN in the frequency know who killed your cat, Spunker. If there is any justice, it should be brought to them. Hopefully, in the case of Fat Mikey, in the shape of a roughly sharpened fence post up his rectum. I'll copy, David. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor, with George N9VTB drinking his coffee on the side. This is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Go ahead.
Radio Sicko, VE7, KFM, KFOLUB.
I think they call it Store High in Transit. Isn't that what they called it, Carl? Store High in Transit. That's where the term shit came from.
VE7, KFM, KFOLUB.
Because they would bring the cargo loaded with manure and put it on the lower bowels of the boat.
I call you a liar, Carol Madera. Play your tape. I call you a liar. You are a liar. Carol, the words you just spoke are an outright lie. Play your tape.
What was going on? Then they figured out that it was from the manure that they were transporting. So they put a sticker on the manure that said "Store High in Transit." That's how they got the term shit.
V7 KFM KFOLUB. You called me out. Here I am. You're a liar. You lied to David. Play your tape, Carol.
All the stuff on the enforcement. And I got a group of lawyers working on it. And only guys that got kicked off were felons, guys that were child molesters, maliciously interfering continuously on police bans. I have the right to put my radio equipment together and talk with you. And they hate me because I talk with you. And you know what, Carl?
V7, KFM, KFOLUB. You talked about me, Carol. Play your tape. You're lying to David. You said Mike and I were conspiring, however you want to put it. Play your tape. You're a liar.
Fired from her job. That's how serious this has gotten.
And conspiracy.
What am I supposed to do on that? How am I supposed to...
Out of context, right, Carol?
Do, Carl. I know that this is getting kind of intense. VE7 KFM, WA1 BHV.
Is this the CV show? Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor in the group. This is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike returning. What are you supposed to do, David? You're supposed to let it roll off your back. Don't worry about these misfits. On a good day, being Palm Sunday, feel sorry for them, because they're, for the grace of God, perhaps, go the rest of us. But, you know, if the ability to reason is what distinguishes us from animals, draw your own conclusions. In many of these instances, their inability to reason puts them in a... Well, I hate to put it in the animal category, with the possible exception of Fat Mikey, Kilo Zulu 8 Oscar. He is an animal. An absolute animal.
He's a liar, David. Yes, you heard me say that. Spunker did.
Yeah, we said that. We were conspiring against you.
He's lying to you. Tell him to play the tape, David.
But from the other side, just to give him a balanced appearance... but of course, he will be unbalanced and seriously still. But what are you to do, David? See if you can, acquire a thicker skin. I'm not as close to what they were trying to do to you yesterday, obviously, as you are. But I did not think it was worthy of an email. So I'm telling it to you on the air, which has, of course, the added advantage of being heard by a wider audience. This is standard procedure here, as you know better than most. because you've known these misfits, some of them, for the better part of a decade, if not more. I understand. You knew some of these from 14313. I only knew of the 14313 situation from 73 magazine when I think your neighbor, Wayne Green, Uncle Wayne Green, wrote about it. That's the first time I remember him saying something to the effect, when is the FCC going to do something about the mess of 14313? That was in the 73 magazine of which he was owner and editor-in-chief. He used to enjoy Uncle Wayne. By the way, Uncle Wayne sent me an email, when was it? Just before Christmas, or it was at the time of the balloon fiesta that I have on my website, because he ended up going to Albuquerque for the balloon fiesta. And before he left, he sent me a little email making some suggestions of how I can combat this plague on air and on the worldwide wasteland, the internet, in other words, organized by Brian the Fraudulent Crow, a psycho crow, K3 Vomit Radio from the outskirts of Pittsburgh. David, put them where they belong. They are what you collect when walking through a cow field. And that's more useful, because when cow patties dry up, a lot of societies where fuel is scarce, and soon it will be in the excited states as well, use that for fuel to burn with. So cow patties are still useful. This is more like dog do that you find from time to time and occasionally step into. Find a piece of grass, wipe your feet, and do your own thing, David. But don't forget to make the police aware on the occasional threats these individuals have hurled your way. And the fact that your cat was shot, and that KI4LUB and Kilozuno 8 Oscar and several others appear to know who did it, David. So, God help America, because if this continues, only Bin Laden will be able to do it. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor, by which I mean help. This is Victor Echo 7, Kilo Fox Mike. Over.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's going to take me a long time to get over what happened to Spunker. They shot Spunker. Somebody shot him. And a couple of guys know who did it. And as far as Mike goes, he's the only resurrected him. Now, Carl, this is Palm Sunday. Is that right? Isn't this Palm Sunday? Palm Sunday. I remember a while ago there was a story that a gentleman in Michigan had gotten killed in a truck accident. And ask Rube about this. Rube, K4RUB, are you on the frequency, Rube? Do you remember the time that Mike Guernsey said that passed around the rumor that he had been killed in a car accident, and all of a sudden he reappeared again? All of a sudden there was Mike, NDAV. As normal, JM and the Puerto Ricans had gone crazy. And I figured this is the first time since Jesus Christ, Carl, there was a new ham, a resurrected amateur radio operator. Somebody else must remember that episode when Mike all of a sudden said that Rube called Mike's house because Mike wasn't around. And Rube was told that Mike had been killed in a truck accident. It turned out to be a ruse. It turned out to be false. And Rube never mentioned it. But I'll tell you something, Carl. Mike made a fool out of Rube. a bigger fool out of Rube. And I say as we're moving into Easter and everything, hallelujah for NDAV. He was a resurrected ham. I remember that distinctly and clearly, Carl. And, you know, I'll stand by you. This is terrible. I talk to you and all of a sudden they're going to do awful things to my wife and everything. And this is awful. I'm not going to stand by. I'm going to make sure that I'm prepared. And, you know, there's a number of ways of dealing with it. I got some pretty good video stuff. And when they come into view, if they try and invade these premises, if they don't kill me, they're going to have to face me in court. And we'll see what goes from there. VE7KFM, and I'm not going to be insulted. What about this? Let's talk about this. Do you remember that, Carl? Do you remember, and does anybody remember when NDAV was resurrected?
Okay, David. David, I thought I heard George here. Let me pick up George because, you know, he is big. Not overweight, but he is big. And he's got a short temper by virtue of being a Chicagoan of Polish extraction, bad combination. And I don't want him to, next time I see him, have him explain things to me manually. So let's see if George is here. But I've made notes, and I'll pick up on what you said. George, are you there? N9VTB. Was that you? V7 Kilo Fox Mike. You back yet?
Dr. Strangelove.
Received, received, received.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Test.
Okay, George. Don't call you. You'll call me. Okay, and you'll be listening from a distance. But you got things to do. And since it's Easter Sunday, may your God go with you, George. 7-3. I hope to talk with you later after. After David and I have finished our thing. So go ahead and do your bit. You'll be within earshot. You'll be listening from a distance with one orifice at the very least. I'm not sure which one. Thank you for your company. And I know this is not pleasant listening through the QRM, and it's not my cup of tea either, but you know, somebody's gotta show the world what truly is happening on frequency. We're doing nothing illegal, as you well know, quite the contrary. And these people are doing all these things illegally and worse for years, and nothing seems to be happening. What can we do? We cannot be illegal, so we'll just continue legally. Thanks, George. Break in when you get bored doing what you have to do, and we'll continue if you wish, and if propagation allows, and above all, if the American radio terrorists, K3 Vomit Radio, Kilo India 4 Lima Uniform Bravo, November 1 Golf Juliet Tango, and a few others who have not yet identified today, will allow. 7-3, George. David, you had some comments about Mad Mikey, Kalamazoo Cuckoo, Kilo Zulu 8 Oscar, the infamous November Delta 8 Vomit a 400-pound pile of excrement being resurrected, second only to Jesus Christ, this being Easter Sunday. Being killed in a truck accident and Rube being involved. I remember something about that, but I remember that, of course, second, third hand, not having been present at the resurrection, as it were, which I believe was on 14313. I don't know if he actually went off air for a while, for how long, and what period of time that was, but it could have been one of two things. It could have been that he got yanked off air by the FCC, or it could have been that time when a disgruntled CVer took a baseball bat to his left temple, and he ended up spending the better part of a year in hospital, having partial lobotomies done on his left temple area. If you think I'm joking, take a look at the picture on my website, and take a look at his left eye area and temple area on my left side temple area of his picture on my website. There are other pictures which may show that better, but that, if you look at very carefully, you'll realize there's a pretty good reason why his eyebrows are about an inch higher on the left eye and then on the right eye, why he's wearing glasses, darker glasses, and why the left temple looks a little bit disheveled. Never mind the dueling scars from the baseball bat radiating upwards. The boy has had a modification to what is, I understand, recently been found to be the very core of where humanness comes from. Recent, within the last month, article appeared, I think, in Nature, speaks to this, and it dovetails some of the symptoms at issue, Mikey's behavior on air, his hyper-aggressive behavior, his inability to differentiate between what he says and what he does, or what he said and did 5 minutes earlier. This man is on the edge of being reverting back to an animal, and I say that with some sympathy for animals. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel, Victor. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot, Mike, over.
Carl, 100% copy. Would you agree with me? Do you think that Mike Garcia is a Neanderthal?
Oh, no. Neanderthals were our distant relatives, they now think again, who were edged out by some smarter Neanderthals. I'm using the words loosely, of course. Well, the Neanderthals were humanoids. The argument can be made that Mikey is a human that has been dehumanized in an organic sense. The very center of what controls the human higher level functions, aspects of conscience, aspects of being able to determine right from wrong, and that appears to have been monkeyed around with as a consequence of that baseball bat encounter of a close kind when he was a chicken bander on Channel 41 running an SB220 with a microphone and a long cord long enough to reach the toilet, the fridge, and his little cot so he can take naps in the afternoon. David. And probably in that order. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor, propagation between us is improving, and I'm glad for that.
This is Radio Canada.
Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike, but I won't give you the microphone just yet, just for variety's sake. You mentioned the threat they made against your wife. I have heard that threat by Kilo Zulu 8 Oscar, that humanoid without that human part, with the human part being excised with a dull spoon from his pudding. I heard him talk about your wife being next, and how they're going to go after your wife's a job. And if you ever need a backup for that, I'll be happy to serve. David, these are scumbags. Unless it be attributed to anyone else, these are American scumbags. David, go ahead.
They're a bunch of American bigoted, pointy-headed scumbags. And I'll tell you what, I learned a lot, a whole bunch,
Breaker,
Carl.
Breaker one,
and
man.
They're Neanderthals. Mike Guernsey has one eyebrow that goes right
up
over the top of his forehead.
And he's going to
get my wife
you.
Fired from her job. My wife has an impeccable career.
And I have got two with handlers.
And she is a fine teacher, and he's going to write letters to the school board to get my wife fired over amateur radio. I'll tell you, Mike Guernsey has taken this to another level. I never thought, on all the times I listened on 14313 with WALXJ and some of the guys talking about Greek history, we should give names to some of them. Carl, how about the Incredibilis Stupidius? Let's give Incredibilis Stupidius to Bristol Jerry. Let's call him Incredibilis Stupidius in Bristol, Connecticut. He is a buffoon. He's a Harry Harley guy. And, I'm batting on the hatches. I'm going to make sure my security system, if they don't get me the first time, I'm going to take them to court. And I'm going to tie up their assets for a million years, Carl. We've got the lawyers in place. VE7KFM, WA1BHV.
Okay, David. I'm sorry it took a little while getting back to you. There's quite a bit of QRM, but that wasn't the reason why. I just opened the email you sent me, and I see that you don't like me. I mentioned to Carl that what he said to KE9RY was evil and not nice. I disagree with you about evil, David. We should be careful what words we use, and we mustn't use, the most outrageous, over-the-top words for every situation, because after a while, they lose impact. So, the F word can be used for effect from time to time. Very, very effectively, in fact. But if you use it as a punctuation, a word by way of punctuation, as some people do, or as Tom Watley, N1FM, the former N1SOB, who masquerades as a policeman during the day, the contraction of mother in the F word, which he used, I think, 17 times in as many minutes, QRMing George and I. If you use words too often, and over-the-top type words too often, they lose impact. So you're gonna husband them. So the word evil. Now Brian Crow is evil, because Brian Crow doesn't care what is truth and what is a lie. In fact, Brian Crow, I don't think, has ever considered whether he should tell the truth or a lie. As long as it advances his little agenda in that particular moment. And Robert Knopp, if you follow the link on my webpage about plausible lies and the biggest problem facing mankind, Robert Knopp is on record as saying that is a definition of evil. Someone who does not care what is true and what is a lie, and uses it indiscriminately to advance his own ends. So that's the definition of evil, David. Let me beat you with a wet noodle. But not nice. Absolutely. Guilty as charged. What I said to Tom, K-E-9-R-Y, is that I wished him a coronary, a massive coronary, but one that's dragged out long enough so he can contemplate the evil of his ways as he expires, as I typically do to all my detractors. Brian Crow, I wished a small roadside bomb, I will have you know. I am a very, I would like to think I'm a measured individual. I wished him a small roadside bomb, so he would take off just the lower extremities and his small manhood, so that he would have time to think about the evil of his ways as he expires slowly. Let it never be said that I want to rush their demise, H.I. But Tom, Kilo Echo 9 Romeo Yankee, has his redeeming features. But he's got chef for brains, David, without putting too fine a word on it. And he screwed up once too often, and, I really don't intend to recategorize him again. There was an occasion, 3-4 months ago, when I was talking to a California station in a sequence, and they were QRMing me in the sequence, and I'm talking to this California station with whom I've had by then a handful of QSOs, and we had exchanged the usual call sign bits, but Tom, a Johnny Come Lately, came on frequency, and in the suffix there was a letter that was a little bit phonetically confusing. So there are some letters that are a little more difficult to read than others. S and S are two that come immediately to mind. I won't tell you his call sign because I wouldn't want him to. I wouldn't want them to try to affect his wife's job, H.I., which I'm sure you'll understand. Anyhow, I'm in the process of talking to this individual for, I don't want to overstate, several minutes, and we're reminiscing about this and that, and we knew each other by name, and the man gives his call sign. I give his call sign 2-3 times in the space of a handful of minutes. I even give his call sign phonetically once or twice, as I tend to do routinely. In barges Tom, who says, I'm talking to an unlicensed station because he's gone on to Queer Z, and that particular license is not listed. So I picked up on that, and I told my friend in California, I said, look, don't give your call sign. Don't give your call sign ever again. We'll close within 10 minutes. I'll be your witness. And you don't have to identify. I said, don't identify. And if you do, just identify under your own breath. Which the power turned right down or whatever. I was having fun. I said, because I'm talking to an unlicensed station, I promise I won't give you out either. So we're having a lot of fun. And there was Tom just vibrating for the better part of 5 minutes. He couldn't carry it off any longer than that. For the 5 or so minutes, there was Tom.
Yes.
And he was QRMing the frequency. And he was QRMing the frequency because he put on the badge of sheriff, and he was going to police the frequency because, according to Tom, Kilo Echo 9, the Romeo Yankee, I was talking to a station that wasn't duly licensed on Queer Z. What he failed to understand, because he repeated the call sign that he looked up in Queer Z, was he got the call sign wrong. Well, I didn't want to appraise him of that. And the station at issue and I had a little bit of fun for the better part of 5 minutes. All the while, Colin, Kilo Echo 9 Romeo Yankee, was putting the boots to our conversations. He actually said, I will not allow you to speak to a pirate station. This is someone who's got shit for brains, almost by definition. You remember I gave you the definition of evil? Well, this is shit for brains, defined. I'll copy David, over.
Carl, I tell you something, I heard that too. And I understand that Brian Crow has a PhD. How can you be so stupid and still have a PhD? That's what I'd like to know. How can you be a Brian Crow, be so stupid and still have a PhD, have no common sense? Carl, Brian Crow has no common sense whatsoever, but he does have a PhD. He makes a big salary, Carl. He makes a lot of money. What is this discrepancy? Brian Crow is an idiot.
Brian Crow's got a PhD, which stands for piled higher and deeper. And that's crap, David. He's got no PhD. He's a psycho, David. You go to my website, and you read the checkoff, not by me. It's not a checkoff. It's a list. It's a bit of a laundry list of a psycho, a serial type bully, and you will see that Brian fits it on most of those parameters that I've been able to determine. Some of them are yet undetermined by me, but we're slowly doing our research. Brian may have a master's degree, he's called himself Reverend Brian Crow. He's called himself Dr. Brian Crow. He's called himself a psychiatrist, but he's not licensed in Pennsylvania or anywhere else in North America. He works in a hole in the wall that is run by a licensed psychologist who only has a master's degree. Who better increase her liability coverage if Brian is using her office, even if only for a mail drop, and then God help her if he's using it for work under her supervision. She better increase her liability insurance as an owner-occupier of that business, as well as her professional liability insurance if he's doing any work for her under her supposed supervision. There isn't enough supervision short of a padded cell that would keep Brian Crow, K3 Victor Romeo, within safe bounds, as you can no doubt recognize, judging by his postings on the internet and some of his two-faced approaches even on air and otherwise, David. I'll copy Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor. This is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. But to keep them guessing, let me know if you need more power, David. I'm running about 2 kW, and there's a lot more where that came from. Although it is getting warm, in this shack. I'm soon going to have to take the sweater off, David. So back she comes, over.
Okay.
What bugs the heck out of me is this
K3VR. I heard him yesterday making some announcement that he was proclaiming a website that he has dedicated to your destruction, Carl. And this is what really bugs me. You know, how can anybody... Carl, I've talked with you. You get off the wall sometimes, but you're a nice guy. And you're a very intelligent man. You have common sense. And just because you say certain stuff and you proclaim certain values and whatnot, I can relate to that. All of a sudden, you're hated. And I've noticed that just since I've talked with you, the amount of hate email that I get has gone up. My hate spyware catch has just gone up. I've got software that detects when it comes to hate email type of thing. And I get a lot of it. And they're not going to get my wife. They think they're going to do that. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll. What's it, the First Amendment, the Constitution of the United States of America allows me to protect my surroundings. Anybody comes in here without a warrant is going to get asked. And I'm not going to go anything more than that. But this K3VR, he is a mental, what's his problem? What is his main malfunction? Carl, I don't understand what Brian's main malfunction is. He's a mental counselor or something like that. I say physician, heal thyself. I looked through his website, and that website, look what he said about me. What a terrible thing. You click on it, and you see my picture. It's terrible. I want some royalties on that, Carl. You must have made some money on that. I need money to pay my taxes up here in the Northeast. VE7KFN, W11BHV.
Now you're talking, David. Now you've got a good idea. There's money to be made on this. There is money to be made on this. These people have been given a lot of rope. And by the way, that 23-page hate run that he had on only one one thread on Queer Z, that was taken down yesterday, David. I have each page saved. I have some of the pages saved in multiple formats because, as you perhaps have noticed, some of them, with Brian Crow in particular, have a tendency to put highly inflammatory comments one day so as to stir up the mob, and then the next day they go back in and edit them out, or in part, and so as to make themselves seem very logical and reasonable. And if you just keep saving pages, you overwrite the newest version over the old version, and Brian the Fraudulent Crow, K3 Vomit Radio, ends up looking less evil than he normally deservedly is and demonstrated to be. So you need to save, when you come across one of his hate speech relatively closely coupled in time, you're going to save it separately from the routine saves, otherwise it will overwrite. I have been doing this for the last year to very good effect. There's money to be made on this because they think, Brian thinks he got away with 23 pages. He did. He did, without so much as a word from me being raised in protest, so much as a word being raised in principled protest by anyone else, saying maybe this isn't right, maybe this is against human nature, maybe this is against human decency, maybe this isn't right, heaven forbid, maybe this is even illegal. None of them said that. Not one person said that. 23 pages. A very powerful 23 pages. One hand clapping 23 pages, David. And there are some deep pockets out there. Fred Lloyd, owner of Queer Z, lives in a pretty nice area, has a pretty nice house. From time to time goes flying on his 172 Cessna, rented I think, but still, and has a day job. Others who have posted also have assets. David, now you're talking. 23 pages. They think they got away with it because now it's disappeared. Surprise, surprise, think again. I think you should start collecting the file, David. There's money to be made, over. Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor. David, the frequency is relatively clear. You must have gone to the little boys' room to pump bilges. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor. I'll give some chatter to allow you to get back. I hope you received my lash, because there was some very, very, there was some very good advice there. And some money-making advice, David. These people don't know what they're playing with. They'll find out. They'll find out. Some of them are going to get a knock on the door, as in the police eye, because some of the stuff they've done is criminal. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor. This is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Aquilo Foxtrot. Mike, go ahead, David.
I'm still here, Carl. I've been here all along. There's been a lot of QRM, but I'm trying to adjust to the QRM. They're going to have to understand that they're up against a formidable foe. And I've been through this before. I've been through the ringer, Carl, and understand stuff a whole bunch better than I did before. And they're going to have to come up with exact rules and regulations that I violated before I will ever surrender my privileges again. Hey, I messed up. I should have, if I had a good lawyer, perhaps I would have been better off. But, you know, it bugs me that they don't like you as much as they do. And, Carl, you seem all right, you know. I was going through some of my family ancestry and got criticized for that. And I'm making sure that my perimeters are secure. I'm worried about this, Carl. This guy in Kalamazoo says he's going to get my wife fired and he's going to write letters and stuff. You know, Carl, if my wife loses her job because of him, I'm going to be pretty mad, Carl. VE7 KFM, WA1 BHV.
David, propagation may be changing between us. It's getting more difficult to copy you. Yeah, well, you made a big mistake, David, last time. I told you this many times. Don't ever talk to Riley on the telephone. Very simply, if he ever catches you, tell him you're on the toilet and having a bowel movement and that you can't talk to him. Would he please put it in writing? Anything he has to say, tell him to put it in writing and be sure to register it so there's record that it was delivered, because you wouldn't want to be, replying to something that you didn't receive years later. And thank you very much, Mr. Hollingsworth. I wouldn't call him Mr. Hollingsworth, especially if I was sitting on the toilet at the time. Heck, I've called him Morris even without sitting on the toilet, between you and I and all those listening. David, so how many times have I told you? Don't talk to Riley on the telephone. And if he catches you on the telephone, say, you can't talk now. Please put in writing whatever it is you want to put in writing. The man is almost a functional illiterate. He certainly knows nothing about fact investigation or logic. And you don't need a lawyer. You just need to tell him to put it in writing and just keep asking for explanations further to. And ultimately, you may want to spend $100 on a letter from a lawyer who will then take the file that you've kept. It's called, you know, the FCC file or the abuse file or the threat file or the Spunker death and related file or the threatening my wife's job file or bipolar boob, Hick Ron, Psycho Brian, and Wacko Jerry file or whatever. And you put it in order and you drop it on your lawyer's desk and he writes a letter for $100. Otherwise it will cost $5 because you would have to tune them up. You give him the file, you write the main points that you think are germane. He then glosses over that with his legalese and hopefully puts a little bit of florum into the words and sends it off to Riley, and you will have no more problem. The biggest problem was you were talking to Riley. Riley tried to talk to George. Riley wrote George a handwritten note, a copy of which I have. Please call me. We need to discuss this. George wrote back saying, anything you've got to say to me, you can say it in writing, preferably in registered form. Goodbye. And shortly thereafter, George got his renewed license, but only after he went to his congressman, who, by the way, is Rahm Emanuel from Chicago. Rahm Emanuel is what? Number three in the Democratic panoply. Very, very interesting fellow. He's risen in my estimation since I wrote to him 2.5 years ago. So back she comes, David. We'll try continuing, but be advised. It's now 1:30 on the West Coast. 3:30, no, 4:30 your time. Propagation, I think, may be changing. We'll see what the gods of propagation bring. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel, Victor. This is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, 100% copy, and gods of propagation is shining upon us, Carl. And we're able to communicate, heard you, your transmission 100%. And I'd like to talk sometimes about this resurrection thing. And it might be an interesting concept that we can talk about. And as far as the rest of it goes, I'm going to be talking with you. I like talking with you. And I'm batting down the hatches. I'm concerned. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to make sure I got all the emails together. I'm going to, as I say in The Sopranos, you know, you keep your friends close, you keep enemies closer. And that was The Godfather. But I'm going to secure my perimeters because I don't know what's going to happen, Carl. It looks like the world is going crazy as far as these oil prices go and stuff like that. And I understand we've got this Easter. Carl, I want to ask you this. I'm an agnostic. And do you believe in the resurrection? What do you think about that? Do you believe that that could happen? And it sounds to me like that's kind of a fairy tale, and it really bugs the heck out of me, Carl. VE7KFM, WA1BHV.
Well, David, conditions are getting poorer and poorer, but I hear the gravamen of your question is, do I believe in the resurrection? Well, you may be an agnostic, I think you said. Well, the resurrection, the idea of the resurrection, and bodily resurrection, actually, I think more specifically, in whole, is a central tenet, if I'm not mistaken, in Christian faith. And that's why, even though crass commercialism and the dreariness of winter and Saturnalia and other pagan festivities have imbued Christmas with a mystique and an appeal,
Easter Bunny.
Arguably.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
Larger than any other of the Christian holy days, not holidays, holy days. In Christian thought and Christian theory, if I'm not mistaken, Easter is the preeminent holy day, the reason for which being the resurrection. That is the central idea behind Christianity. And even I believe the Nicene Creed, I used to know it in Latin, I believe the Nicene Creed talks about taking communion at Easter time. You can be a lapsed Christian, lapsed Catholic in my instance. Oops, I gave myself away. I'm going to have to give Allah equal billing shortly, just to keep the these misfits confused. Some of them think I'm a terrorist, David, and because I have a wetback-sounding name, they think I'm dark and swarthy and short and fat, and my ancestors came across the Rio Grande, and you know how they... how you all feel about wetbacks these days. So so to that they've added maybe I'm a Mohammedan as well. But so I want to keep them confused. I'm sorry, let me unring the bell about the Catholic bit. But David, the resurrection is central to Christian thought, if I remember my relatively sparse comparative religion course correctly. And the Nicene Creed, if I remember my Latin correctly, and I learned it in Latin and in the vernacular only subsequently, and whenever I need to reach back fundamentally, I go back to the Latin. I believe it talks about taking communion at least once a year at Easter time. And it's not because the Easter Bunny brings eggs, in case anybody out there listening. I'll copy David, Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor. This is the liturgy according to Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot, Mike, over.
Did you have an Easter basket? We used to have an Easter basket. My grandparents would buy us an Easter basket with a chocolate egg. And we had that for Easter. That's how we celebrated the fantasy of the resurrection. Come on, Carl. It's a fantasy. That resurrection thing, all this God stuff. I'm an agnostic. Carl, all this God stuff, it's a fantasy. Can you say... a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale. The resurrection, that never happened. Nobody ever came back from the dead. It's a fairy tale.
Holy mackerel, you're a bad kid.
Okay, you may have given it back to me. David, conditions for you are probably armchair copy. But if I told you how much power I'm running into my five-element homemade monobander pointed at you, I would have to kill you. So don't make the don't jump to confusions and make the assumption that I'm copying you just as well. So don't trail off in the middle of a sentence and be rhetorically agile. Expect me to come back because I may not hear that last word and not know whether you've given it up or given it back to me or just gave up the ghost or went off in disgust or the gods of propagation took you away or somebody sucked the signal out of the air around Pittsburgh.
It's called collective hearing.
Fantasies. Well, you know, is it like faith? Faith and fantasy? Different, but not that dissimilar. It depends on which side of the looking glass you're looking in. That's why they call it faith, not science. David, over.
We're being quarmed here. I guess I shouldn't have said that. I guess I shouldn't have let out my innermost thoughts that the concept of God is ridiculous. And I believe in a higher order. But there's also this strange thing that we're supposed to believe in, these people that can do stuff. And just kind of, Carl, I'll tell you, I shouldn't have said it, but I said it. I really think that the whole idea is a fairy tale. Like you were told that there's a tooth fairy in Santa Claus. No Santa Claus, no tooth fairy. Carl, if they're just trying to control me. They want to control me. They want me to do what they want me to do, what they want them to do. And I'm not going to go down that easy, Carl. I'm a staunch Northeaster up here. And I know where this Bristol Jerry down there, the Bristol Boob. Call N1GJT, the Bristol Boob. I know where he lives, off of Stafford Avenue. And he's got that motorcycle. He's going to have to sell that motorcycle in order to pay his taxes. Poor Jerry. Let's put his motorcycle on eBay. What do you think, Carl?
Roger. He's going to have to sell his motorcycle to pay the taxes. Okay, good. David, I think I'm going to declare victory and get out. It's been 2 hours exactly. I've talked to my good friend George, M9VTB, who called me on the telephone, incidentally. And then we checked propagation on the telephone from both ends. And then he called me, and I waited until he called me twice before I answered, David, just for the record and the tape, of course. And the front is self-explanatory, but the tail end here is going to be a retelling of the tale. And then, lo and behold, I got QRM by, in order, K3 Vomit Radio, Kilo India 4 Lima Uniform Bravo, November 1 Golf Juliet Tango, and several of their bum boys acquiring anonymously, of course. And then we had a chat with you throughout the last hour or so, which I appreciate, because I wanted to tell you what I heard yesterday. And I wanted to tell you that I also heard the threats made about your wife. I wanted to recall the fact that there are some people who know who shot your cat, and that they are American radio pigs. And this is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike, who said that with the greatest of pride as a Canadian. David, with that, I'm going to say 7-3, declare victory and get out, American fashion. We got to show the example, because soon it will be time to do the same in Baghdad again. Hopefully it won't be nearly as rushed as a consequence if I tell it how to do it often enough. You know, you got to plan your exit. Maybe it won't be such a disaster like it was on top of the embassy there in Saigon. Way back when I was in uniform. With that, David, I'm going to say adieu. Very nice to talk with you. Don't engage these misfits in emails. That was a waste of email between you and Miami Boob. You're dealing with a mental defective. What Riley should do is put a condition on his license. But after he gives his call sign, he has to add the words bipolar. And with or without pills, before engaging any further. So you're wasting your time, David. And as far as the others, don't let them try to corner you. Yesterday you had so many witnesses, I almost wish they would try to get Riley misdirected again. Because it would make his phonetics fiasco look like a cakewalk. And the phonetics fiasco gave him such a bloody nose, he'll never live it down. David, with that, I'm going to say 7-3, and wish you and yours well, and hope to talk with you again some other time. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel Victor. This is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Good afternoon.
Okay. Carl, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Carl. And I'll tell you what, going in front of an administrative law judge doesn't sound so scary to me anymore. That's what they want. If you go in front of an administrative law judge, I've read every stuff on the internet about how guys lost their licenses. They lost their licenses due to felony convictions and really outrageous stuff. And I've never done anything like that, so I'm not going to be bullied anymore. I'm tired of being bullied, Carl. And was looking up some of my family background, quite interesting. Are you into music, Carl? Go ahead.
Did you give it back to me?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about a World War II German jazz band called Charlie and His Orchestra. Why don't you shut up? I want to talk to you about that, Carl.
Okay, David, it's going to be difficult today. You are still working under the misapprehension. I can hear you half as well as you can hear me. I can't. You're barely copyable at times, and there are some discordant Americans who are giving you friendly fire. So it's not going to be today, David. But I understand you want to talk about some German ancestor of yours. And I'll be happy to do so. As you know, I know a bit of European history, it having been my first degree. David, I'll let you go. I'll let you go because I've been here for 2 hours. I've got a few things to do. And I got to do some shopping as well for dinner and such. To anybody listening, if you'd like to drop me a short email, especially if you have been witnessing this malicious QRM over the last 2 hours, drop me a short email. My email address is mycall@gmail.com. Gmail stands for Google Mail, Gmail, and my call phonetically is Victor Echo 7 Kilo Foxtrot Mike. In other words, my email address is ve7kfm@gmail.com. And I'll send you a link to my relatively new website, but quite hard-hitting and informative, I'm told. And you will be well-informed about the goings-on in this frequency. The worst frequency on 20 meters and arguably on all of HF. 7-3, David. Whiskey Alpha 1, Bravo Hotel, Victor. This is Radio Canada. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot, Mike. Good afternoon.
Anybody wishing to find...
All right. Good afternoon, Carl. Good afternoon.
www.ve7kfm.com. And you can see for yourself why VE7KFM is the problem on this frequency, has declared that he wants to be a problem on this frequency.
Carl, I wanted to talk to you about the jazz
rhetoric. You can,
are you into music? Anybody out there into World War II music?
Is a problem. Basically, it's a problem because...
By the way, David, the frequency is yours if you want it. The frequency obviously is yours, David, if you want it. By default, but also expressly. It was George's and 9VTB's. And then he gave it to me, and I formally hand the torch off to you. Don't let the bastards wear you down. Good afternoon.
They won't. I've got some pretty tough skin. This is WA1 Bravo Hotel, Victor. I'd like to talk about some World War II music. How about a guy called Charlie and His Orchestra? It was a Goebbels jazz band. Anybody remember that?
At the various times. All the havoc you hear in the frequency of 14.275.
Dr. Goebbels. Dr. Goebbels jazz band, Charlie and His Orchestra. My Uncle Carl played saxophone and clarinet for the Dr. Goebbels jazz band back in World War II. They called it Charlie and His Orchestra. Why don't you guys look it up? You're so stupid.
This is what happens. And then he tries to get people inside, mostly the brain dead. That are out there that don't know what's going on.
No more whiskey if you're blue.
Inside, and then it's just like an infestation of filth that he tries to put in their brain. So,
Carl, I can't hear anybody.
That's very, very.
There's nobody out there with half a brain.
the things he does in here.
C7KFM, do you copy WA1BHV?
Like a spider sensitive fly.
He's gone. Who are you?
A few of us, you know, we fight back, and it's unfortunate on ham radio we have to do that.
Well, I have to use the frequency here, and everybody else out there has got no signal. Come on here if you got a signal. This is WA1BHV looking into my ancestry. How about a jazz group? How about Tommy Dorsey, World War II music? I want to talk about some of the World War II jazz groups. Tommy Dorsey, and there was also on the other side, Charlie and his orchestra, and they put together some of the finest musicians that were captured behind enemy lines, and they put together some pretty good jazz music. No More Whiskey If You're Blue, and it was tremendous. This is WA1 Bravo Hotel Victor.
KA1 WVM.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm also in Bristol here. Name's Jerry, and where about you located? We're about just out from Burlington Avenue. Maple Avenue crosses,
yes.
And Burlington Avenue comes down in that area.
I'm on Walnut. You're right down in the mud. I can hear you in there. This is David Tawassi, WA1BHV. I am an American chestnut tree. The American
I haven't paid too much attention to the ham fest. I probably should. It seems to be about that time of year.
WA1 Bravo Hotel Victor. WA1 BHV. Can I take check-ins into the net? Is there a net on the frequency? Where is Daniel Jeswald? I'm not supposed to call him. Where is W4NTI? So,
okay, well, it used to be always in QSC, but
Jack
I haven't got
radio.
That anymore.
Does anybody hear me?
It's been a long time since I've been to a ham fest. You know, I was
is my radio
back
working?
In days when I was building, putting this amp, I got a homebrew 8877 amp here. And you kind of get the bug when you, to go to ham fest when you're looking for parts and all that, but I haven't been, so.
Are you going to vote for Newt Gingrich?
Everything's got so computerized, too. All you see is computers and most of the stuff. I used to like to look at the old gear and all that, but, you know, I think my dad still gets QSD. I'll see if there's that. I was going to say if there's something coming up, we could go together or something and, you know, maybe make something out of it. But there's so far as you've seen, I just really don't know. Back to you,
Dave. Dave in Vermont. Yes, I copy you.
Okay, I copy you fine. So you're listening. Tell me about your equipment.
Well, it's not much. MFJ antenna tuner and a piece of wire outside.
Okay. So what do you think? Are you going to call Riley and complain and snitch on us?
If I've got myself involved, I don't want to get involved in anything. If I've got something bad going on with the ham radio band, but I'll just go somewhere else. I don't want to get involved.
You're a smart man. Yeah, well...
Okay, hey, Frank DK, I'll be sailing down the road a little bit. Thanks a lot.
That's the problem today with the youngsters. Well, I got this and that.
You have to remember that
V7KFM
gets all kinds of complaints.
Say, yeah, but
and
you
Carl,
know what?
He can't run all kinds of power like what they say. He doesn't have the infrastructure. And Carl is just being Carl. And WA1BHV for ID here.
One responsible for getting your signal out with your equipment, stuff you've built, the antenna you put up. There is nobody else involved.
Jerry is transmitting over you.
Jerry is the Bristol buffoon.
Right over here.
I'm going to pay a visit to Jerry.
Yeah,
stupid man, that's all. Harley Davidson gorilla.
Jerry Mill.
What he needs to do is sell the Harley Davidson to pay his taxes.
Get a little can of gas. Get that generator going, get you on the air.
Proliferating.
You're doing everything. So I try to sell the young people.
Okay.
At least get
us a thing. I kind of like the E7 KFM. I like Carl. I know that Carl is very selective and whatnot. But there's a worse guy on here. There's this N1 GJT, this guy in Bristol, Connecticut. He is the Bristol bozo. What's the matter with this N1 GJT? He is off the wall. He's a clown. N1 GJT. He is a Harley Davidson, a nut, and he's going to have to sell the Harley Davidson to pay the taxes. Poor guy. He has this beautiful Harley Davidson. He has to sell it to pay his taxes, to pay for global warming. What a bunch of buffoonery. Carl, V7 KFM WA1 BHV.
You know, it's just so complicated with all this other stuff. It takes a lot of electricity power to run.
It's
going to fail too. So,
just like the HF. Okay. I don't hear Carl jamming anything. I think it's sad. I think it's sad that he has to sell his Harley Davidson to pay his taxes. That's not right. Poor Jerry. He can't keep it. He has to sell it. The XYL, his XYL, is making him sell it in order to pay the taxes. He lives in Bristol, Connecticut. He's the Bristol buffoon.
Okay, John, let me get it straight. What was it, WVM or AVM? I'm not sure. Yeah,
COL. Okay, well, what do you mean I don't make any sense? I'm just telling you what's going on.
I thought you said something else the last time. Okay, very good, John. Okay, I gotta get out of here. I gotta do some shopping here. But hey, thanks for popping by. Good to hear you. Pop by anytime.
No, he has to sell it. He has to sell his Harley Davidson motorcycle in order to pay the taxes on his house.
Sometimes is because we got a real problem child up there with the E7 KFM. This guy spews out the most filth I've ever heard. He's calmed down quite a bit now because we got him all done on audio file. So he's been.
How much can I get for
still
it?
Not. It's still got a long way to go. The best way to go is perhaps to have him off the air, that's for sure. He's a real troublemaker.
We're talking about a human being. We're talking about Jerry, N1 GJT, out there in Bristol, Connecticut.
He's
selling his Harley Davidson motorcycle in order to pay his taxes. Otherwise, he's going to get thrown out of his house. And if he doesn't get the right numbers for his motorcycle, he won't be able to pay his taxes. It's a domino effect. Go ahead.
Files are digitally rearranged and they're taken out of context. The guy is such a fool. We've got thousands of people in here that can verify all of those audio files word for word, and I'm one of them. I will walk in any court, anywhere, any day of the week and vouch for the 100% authenticity of those audio files, and you can see for yourself the type that those files are on. They would have been sued a long time ago by this miscreant if they weren't true, but you can't sue nobody when everything is 100% correct. So see for yourself. We stay here and fight because we got to fight this bill. So as far as I'm concerned, the guys are not kind of supporting. And you have to fight them everywhere, and you even have to fight them here on the air. So this trash, the way he talks against America and his foul mouth will not be accepted here. We'll give him a hard time for as long as it takes for him to get off the air.
Okay.
Anyway,
I hope you feel better, but it's not going to happen just yet. What you want to happen is not going to happen just yet. We've got a little bit more time to go.
When he's not around, and just like we're having right now. Glad that you drop by anytime. We're going to take off here. Enjoy the chat.
KA1WVM. This is N1GJT. Catch you later, John.
You know, I have to admit, I find the resurrection to be kind of a fantasy. There's no scientific, there's no forensic analysis, there's no forensic analysis of it, and there's no evidence that it occurred. It's the thing of faith. You're supposed to have faith that happened. I'm supposed to have faith that somebody who died, look what happened to my poor son. Somebody shot him. I'm supposed to have faith that he could be resurrected. I'm supposed to have faith on that. Faith, you know, faith doesn't pay my mortgage. Faith doesn't pay my taxes. And having faith doesn't pay my electricity bill. You're telling me I'm supposed to believe in the resurrection because somebody said it happened? There's no forensic analysis. There's nothing. We need to build a time machine and go back and see what happened. Buffalo being jammed. Jammers among us. Tremendous jammers among us. There's tremendous jammers among us on the frequency. This is WA1 Bravo Hotel Victor. If you can hear me, identifying my station. Incredibleist jammers among us. Any Australian stations on the frequency? Hey, we've got to talk to some Australian. Where are the VKs? Where are the Australians? I bet you there's a bunch of Australians on the frequency. WA1 BHV, rechecking. Hey, what?
How you doing?
Where's Fred Roll?
What? What L, you blighter?
WA1 BHV, I'm trying to rejuvenate the frequency.
You wanted a Aussie? Where?
Anybody want to talk about World War II jazz band music? WA1BHV. How about Charlie and his orchestra? No more whiskey if you're blue.
Wants to talk about waltzing Matilda, you'd like that?
Tell you what, I've got it on camera. If they don't get me the first time, I'm going to sue them in court.
Hey, what do you like, Mighty Quare Charles also. What do you like, Quare?
Charles, this is Quare
they don't get me the first time, we're going to have them on surveillance camera. I've got a updating my security system here at WA1BHV because of threats from the Kalamazoo cuckoo.
Oh, the crocodile hunter is going to come and protect you.
Mike says he's going to get my wife fired from her job, so I have to make sure that that doesn't happen. If it doesn't happen, Mike's going to have to answer for it. And I'm not going to take that lightly. Let's talk about World War II aircraft. How about who made the first jet aircraft? Don't call me queer. How about the BF-109? Do you realize what would have happened if the Germans had been able to bring the jet aircraft into the new technology? They would have shut down all of the B-24 aircraft, and they would have been able to make it so the Allies never bombed Berlin anymore. If they had just been one step ahead and developed the jet engine, there might have been a whole bunch of change in what's going on in the world.
If the dog hasn't stopped the jet across the rabbit.
That's it. You got that right. Who said that? Some guy said that.